Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started.
On today's episode, we're going to actually answer a listener's question regarding life purpose. And so this listener had a question and asking, life purpose, does it have to be a job? Can your life purpose be a side hobby or something else other than a new career? Can it just be living on the water and enjoying a healthy lifestyle, for example? And so we're going to dive into that and answer that in our own words. But in doing that, we're also going to bring in some scientific research about why having a purpose is actually important for not only like your happiness and direction in life, but also for your longevity, cardiovascular health, lifespan, all of that stuff. And so we're going to really get into some science here to ground this, but let's dive in by, you know, discussing what purpose is first.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this actually can answer one of the questions right away is, does your purpose have to be a job or can it be like a side hobby or something else? The answer I believe is yes, that it doesn't have to be a job, although for the most part, it is. And let me break that down, because there are certain people in the world, and maybe you listening, you're one of them, that you don't consider the work that you do, like your job, like your purpose. Maybe you feel it's something else. Like this is a broad example that came to mind is like, a woman is like a mother and their job is like not really their purpose, but like they feel like in their purpose is like them showing up for their kids and really like raising them well. I mean, it could be a father too, but that's just like, I think of like the mother quality of like the nurturing, like there's purpose there. So it doesn't have to be a job.
Yeah.
And then it could always go beyond that as well. Is like, even if your job, again, you don't feel like it's your purpose, well, maybe you volunteer on the weekends or on weeknights. And it's like, you feel your purpose is to serve people or, you know, like, for example, like one of a common volunteer position I think of is like at a soup kitchen, you know, like supporting the homeless and the hungry, you know, so there's purpose there. And the scientific evidence that we're going to be sharing, the scientific research, I think speaks to that. So if you have a purpose with your kids or with supporting people through volunteer work, like I think that can still speak to that kind of purpose. And then the benefits of having a purpose can still be had based on those studies.
Would you say that purpose and meaning mean the same thing? Because I'm trying to think, because I like the word meaning, it hits more home for me because I actually have a relationship with that word, like developing like meaning in your life or like a reason why you're doing something.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe, I definitely think there's a whole lot of overlap with that, like the difference between meaning and purpose. But I think purpose is more, a little bit more like forward moving, like direction. Like think about it. Even when you just say the words, like there's a purpose for my life. It's like you're doing something, right? Yeah. Like whereas like there's meaning to my life. It's like maybe meaning comes in more of like the strong bond that you have with your significant other.
Yeah.
You know, right. Gotcha. Like there's meaning there, whereas that's not purpose maybe.
Right.
Is that?
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, before we dive into the scientific research, I kind of want everyone to like tune in and maybe try to remember times in your life where you really did feel like you had a sense of purpose and try to remember actually how good you felt, because they're like, I've had days like that where I'll wake up and I don't feel like I'm connected to my purpose that day. And I'll just wander around aimlessly sometimes and I can get really upset about the trivial, like moment to moment, kind of hour to hour feelings and emotions that come up and kind of like self-doubt. But then when I reconnect back to the purpose of why I'm doing certain things, it always brings me to a higher level of thinking and a higher level of consciousness. And I feel better. And the longer and more like consistently I'm connected to my purpose, the better that I feel. I feel better in my body. And so I think whoever has that kind of, whoever can relate to that, you already understand a lot of this research, but maybe hearing the actual research will be like, oh, wow, like this is actually super important.
Yeah.
And And I think that's actually why scientists started studying this, because a lot of this research is relatively new. Like if you go to PubMed, which is the National Institute of Health's public library of all the research that's basically been published, it's free for everyone. You can search anything and research anything on your own. But the amount of times life purpose and like meaning in life has been mentioned in the literature has been steadily increasing, like a lot, especially recently, because I think people are starting to come around to this fact.
Yeah.
This means something. Yeah.
And you know, quick question. I used to know this being, you know, past and career in pharmacy. PubMed, is that international or is that just national?
I think it's like just national. Well, I don't know, because whenever I do acupuncture research on there, I get articles from like Chinese medicine doctors in China. So I think, but I think the research on there is, it's like filtered. It's not just everything in the world. It's stuff that the NIH deems like, okay, this is like, there's some merit to this. So I think it's only like 20 or 25% of all the research out there in the world, but they like tailor it to like, you know, I don't know the exact filtering.
Yeah. You know, you just said an acronym. I don't think maybe some people know it. You said NIH, right? Isn't that the
National Institute of Health.
Okay. Got it. Sweet.
So let's just dive into some of this real quick.
Yeah. Share some, and we'll of that knowledge. Yeah.
Okay. So the first research paper that I'm going to talk about here, they took 7,000 people and they did a psychological well-being evaluation. So it's just basically like a 7-item questionnaire, which assessed people's like happiness and purpose in life. And the results of this study were that the people who had a stronger purpose in life, they had associated decrease in mortality. So the study was like, all right, there's definitely some health benefits that go along with purpose. Another one here specifically talks about purpose and its relationship to not only all-cause mortality, but also cardiovascular events. And this one was a meta-analysis, which means that they took a bunch of different research papers and analyzed them all together. So in total, they looked at 136,000 participants in this one. And they observed that there was an association between a higher purpose in life and reduced all-cause mortality and cardiovascular events. So less heart attacks, less strokes, all that stuff. another one here. A purpose in life can actually help you live longer. So a 2009 study of over 73,000 Japanese men and women found that those who had a strong connection to their sense of purpose tended to live longer than those who didn't. And then additionally, in this study, they used the blue zones. And one of the identifying factors of these blue zones, which are people who lived past 100, were that they had a high sense of purpose in their life. This one, another one that talks about protection against heart disease, so I won't go into that one. This one is interesting though, prevention of Alzheimer's disease. So Alzheimer's disease is something that's becoming more and more prevalent in our population. And this study here found that, this was by the Disease Center in Chicago, found that people with a low sense of purpose were 2.4 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than those with a strong purpose. And then further, people with purpose were less likely to develop impairments in daily living and morbidity disabilities. And the last one here I want to mention is sense of purpose and the handling of pain. So in the Journal of Pain, they found that women with a stronger sense of purpose were better able to withstand heat and cold stimuli applied to the skin. So that's just, I mean, just running down in a nutshell there, like you can just see all the benefits of why developing and finding your life purpose and also sticking to it as much as possible can really have a lot of benefits in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Health, longevity, cardiovascular, pain tolerance, a lot of different things.
Two things additionally come to mind to me, like with a couple of those studies, is it's increased strength, like because health for sure is like, but strength, like physically, mentally, emotionally, I would venture to even say spiritually, because I believe that's where it comes from. All of this is like, you're connected with a purpose, is like, there's a reason for your life or what you're doing. There's a direction you're headed. It's like that spirit that is all indwelling all of us, like equally present, that there is this life force that is coming through all of us. Like there's more flow. And so it's like this strength. And then also I hear resilience. I think resilience as well.
It's funny, cause I was just going to bring up another one here, and it was this author of a book called Resilience. And she was, she didn't do any scientific per se studies, but she was just noticing and observing people. And she noticed that people who had a strong sense of purpose, they tended to remain more satisfied with life, even through difficult experiences. And I think that was going to what you were saying. They were connected to a higher purpose or a higher reason for being. And so when they were going through difficult situations, they had something to turn to, they had something to lean on. And we've talked about this a lot in this podcast, like going through difficult situations and the effect that that has on your stress levels and in turn on your nervous system. And then in turn on your health and the functioning of your internal organs, your digestion, all that stuff. And so we can see how those correlate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful. Like, and it, just to, for you listening, like there was a lot of information there and I was thinking like, oh man, like there's so much, like feel free to pause or go back, pause and like look these things up or re-listen to that, just those 3 to 5 minutes that Chris just shared, because it's one thing to hear that intellectually, but then a whole other thing to really allow that to deepen or integrate into your being. To where you're allowing that to change your life, not just as information and just intellectual knowledge that it's like, okay, great. Like now I know, but what are you going to do about it? What difference is that going to make in your life? Just to know that is scientific information, which is why I actually think this is for me, Chris, I don't know about you, but like why on this podcast, we don't share like a ton of the scientific research, because it can get, you can get bogged down by it, I believe, where it's like, you're not actually applying that into your life and actually integrating it. It's just more head knowledge, which doesn't really do anything for anyone.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's just my point.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, at the surface level, even right when we started the podcast, there are certain people that when they heard that we were talking about purpose, they just got it. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, I get it. I know exactly where we're going. Mm. And then there's other people who understand what purpose is and may have like dabbled in it a little bit, but they don't like, there's not that connection with the actual impacts that it can make on your life, because it's such a, it's an ethereal kind of topic. It's like, what is purpose? Like, can I hold it? Like, can I write it down? Like it's not something that you can tangibly hold sometimes. And so that's what I like a lot about scientific research is, and science and spirituality, is that it's able to take that spiritual side of it and ground it in certain science, so that you can, it's more relatable to like our human minds, the way that we perceive and see the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, still got to do something with it.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, and a lot of these studies will end by saying that they don't necessarily know what the mechanisms of action about why this is. Mm. But like I said in the beginning of the podcast, like anyone who's had that experience understands that their body just feels better.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And through the interaction between the nervous system and stress levels and just wanting to move forward in life, like there's that, your body just responds, like all your cells respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I hear that as like what I was speaking to before, is that life force that is pouring into and through every single one of us, and the nature of life itself, literally everything that is alive is seeking growth. It's expansion. It's the quote unquote moreness of life, is that we're seeking more. Now, this does not mean materiality, although it can include it, but that's where a lot of people get stuck. Is that growth in life or having more doesn't mean more money in the bank account or bigger house, bigger car. Like, sure, it can include that, but that's not the goal. The goal is the growth, the expansion of that life force that is within you that can be described as I feel good, or I feel on purpose, or like it's just a better feeling, like happy, joyful, or purposeful. Mm-hmm. Like all of that, that's all of those are words that describe an experience that can only be had as an experience. It's this expansion of life. And that I believe is what is the what's behind, or the, like, or that, what'd you call it? Like the mode of action of why this is happening.
Yeah. The mechanism of action.
Because
that's how scientists think. It's like, okay, we see these connections, but like how?
Yeah.
And that's the thing with a lot of, it's like, it's hard to answer that question because the human body is so complex.
Mm.
And there's so many, like just the homeostatic system of the body and how like little tweaks and like your energy and how you feel and your stress levels and what you eat can just have a cascading effect on all that stuff. And so I think this level of sense of purpose is a high level of like, how are you orientating your life? Like, is it around some centralized purpose, or like, are you just kind of flowing in the wind, allowing any little thing to kind of knock you off course?
Yeah.
And I think having that purpose is like having that destination.
Mm.
Where it's like, all right, I know where I'm going, and like whether, you know, there's an iceberg in the way and I have to move, or whether it's windy and I'm getting like blown side to side, at least I have a direction of where I'm going to go. And so your body and your cells and your nervous system respond to that.
Yeah.
And they make you a healthier person, because even like, your body would want you to live longer if you're here for a reason.
Very true. Yeah. That reminds me of, if anyone's interested in just hearing more about this kind of topic, and just the implications this has on people's lives, but then also businesses, I think of Simon Sinek and his work in Start With Why.
Yeah.
And he actually has another book I just recently got, is Find Your Why. But there's an amazing 20-minute TED Talk he had done back in like 2011 or something like that, maybe even earlier. It's an old TED Talk, but it's really powerful on when people and businesses start with why, as in the reason why they're doing something, AKA purpose, there is just better results all around. And that's actually rooted in our biology. I'll leave that for the TED Talk to speak to that, but it just reminds me of that. It's like purpose is also like you knowing the reason why you're doing something.
Yeah. I think just all your systems align and you just feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is just scratching the surface on the purpose studies that we could have found.
100%.
I mean, you can, like I said, you can hop over to PubMed and type in life purpose and health or life purpose and something, and you'll find a lot of things, or you can just Google search it and it'll filter down the articles for you. But there's a lot of stuff out there if you're curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, what's your thoughts on like, cause I can just hear it already. I'm like thinking this myself is like just a question that might be popping up from someone listening. It's like, okay, great. I got it. Okay. How, like, how do I discover my life's purpose, or how do I move forward on it? How do I take action on it? Like, cause it's one thing to again, know it, but then another thing to start living it, and the living it is where all of these benefits come from. At least that's what I believe, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I feel like we've touched on this idea a few times in our podcast. That's what a lot of the stuff we talk about is, and finding that vision and that purpose. But for me, I feel like a very stress-free way to start is to start to think about what you're curious about.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to know? Mm. Like, what are you interested in? And follow that, because that most likely will lead you to some type of purpose. And in the very beginning, maybe your purpose can be finding your purpose. Like, you could have that drive to be curious and to search and to look around for things like that. That also counts, like, cause you're seeking growth, you're seeking to become more.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when people are like, oh, I got to find my passion or find my purpose, there's like a very like rushed energy to it.
Yeah.
So when I think about it, it's like, what are you curious about? Like, what do you want to learn about? And follow that. And then that'll eventually lead you to something, because if you're curious about something, you're going to want to devour all the information. And then you learning about that information is going to lead you to learning about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the ball will just snowball from there. It'll just keep rolling.
Yeah. It reminds me of Steve Jobs' quote where it says, you can't connect the dots looking forward or moving forward, but you do obviously connect the dots looking backward.
Yeah.
So you just have to trust that the dots will connect in the future. But it's following that curiosity at first. I think that's a beautiful answer, because the answer that I had in my mind in asking that question is start with what you know for sure, is exactly what you were speaking to, is like following your own curiosity. It's just a different way of saying it. It's like, well, what do you know for sure that you feel like is a part of your purpose, or you feel passionate about, or you're interested in? Is just start there, begin. Like, you and I both, I mean, if you listening have never heard of Chris and I's story, we shared, I don't know, it's not every time or even like once a month that we share our story. It's here and there. But like, I think back to my story. I was in school to get my doctorate in pharmacy. I left that, long story short, and because I just knew it wasn't my purpose. I didn't feel aligned with it. And I started with what I knew for sure, which at the time, within it was like the first month or two after I graduated and left pharmacy, I was interested in yoga. And so I pursued a path of getting certified as a yoga teacher, which led me down like a different path, which then I got a job working for my mentor's company. I was a content developer. That led me down more of a path of curiosity that I was interested in. And then eventually it's like 3-4 years later that I finally started my own coaching business. Like, that's a very short story of it, but like the quote unquote stars aligned because I kept following my curiosity and just started with what I knew for sure.
Yeah.
And I know it's the same story for you, but share it, because yeah, I mean, someone may be listening and not know your story either.
I mean, yeah, even when I was in like 2 years into my 3-year accounting career, I was already reading books on self-help and books on mind-body connection, because I had so much anxiety at the time. And I noticed that when I was anxious, it would lead me to make like rash decisions, and I would have like digestive issues, and like I wouldn't sleep well, and like I was tired all the time. And so I was like, why is this happening? And so I was curious about that. And so I started to research that stuff, learned about the mind-body connection, and then started getting super interested about the human body and how like certain things worked and how like our mindset can affect the way that we feel. And that led me into holistic, like energy type medicine. And then once I started learning about that, then I was like, oh, how do I, like, I kind of want to be a practitioner of this. How do I manipulate this? And then that's what led me into acupuncture. And then, you know, acupuncture has spawned off into a bunch of other things I've been interested in, like electricity and like electroacupuncture. And then it's just, you follow your curiosity. And like when you learn about something, that's going to like shoot off tentacles into 10 other things. And then you keep following what you're curious about. And then eventually like you find a way to make that into something you want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, everyone's going to have a different journey and a different experience with that, but it's like, it could take 10 years. It can take 20 years. It can take 1 year. Like it's just following your curiosity and starting there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the biggest benefits, at least this has been my experience with that, is you just get to know yourself so much better and you just feel better about that because you're more connected with yourself. Like we actually did, you know, those couple, I think it was like 3 episodes on like developing that relationship with yourself. Like this is another form of that. And like, sure, you discovering your purpose and actually living it is rewarding, but it's also like what's behind that is your connection with yourself. And you just feel more joyful or happy and just like more aligned. Like it doesn't matter how long it takes at that point, like to quote unquote, like make it, like, cause no one ever really makes it. Like there's always an evolution in life and it's like, you never end until the day you die. And then I believe you go beyond that, but yeah, then, it's just like continuing.
And then you're healthier too.
Yeah, exactly. Just have more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. And there's a lot of stuff to kind of chew on there and
yeah,
dive into deeper if you want to.
Yeah, for sure. And also I know usually we share this in the outro music, but sometimes it's passed over. You maybe listening might just stop after we stop talking. But like, if you have any questions about this stuff, ask us, message us on Instagram, because there's only so much that we know to share that like we're aware of that has helped us, that, you know, people have asked, like, you know, this episode came from a listener's question. So, you know, message us, ask us, let us know like how this lands for you and what might support you further.
Yep.
That's it. So take action. As always, we share that almost every episode to apply this into your life. And yeah, re-listen if you need it. And we'll talk with you all in another episode.
Peace.
That's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.